USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting a first-hand look at tornado damage in the Nashville area. Visiting one devastated neighborhood, President Trump says some families have been entirely wiped out.
We're going to see some of the people that really survived, some not in good shape and some in very good shape, incredibly in good shape.
The president stressed the federal government will do everything possible to help the victims recover. At least 24 people were killed in the devastating tornadoes this week. A better-than-expected jobs report is out. The U.S. created 273,000 jobs in February, which blew away more than the 165,000 economists predicted. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow tells CNBC the U.S. economy is looking sound and no one should panic about the economy. The Dow has been up and down all week. Currently, it's down over 500 points in trading. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Florida is due to get $22 million from an $8 billion coronavirus funding bill that President Trump signed on Friday. The Senate approved it yesterday, and Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains where the funding is headed.
It'll go to the state's Department of Health, who then can distribute to the counties. It's for responding to this, whether it's overtime for medical personnel, equipment, obviously the tests and the test kits that are being made available.
A scary situation for an FBI agent in Kentucky. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An FBI agent's recovering after being shot while trying to make an arrest this morning near Louisville. The FBI said one other person was also wounded. The agent was trying to execute a federal arrest warrant at the time. The agency providing no additional information, though, except to say the shooting is being investigated by its inspection division.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump at his first town hall of this campaign season in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now. They're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that. Because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event, sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible.
Regarding that 2020 presidential race, Katie Walsh is a director of digital media for the president's reelection campaign. She tells Fox News Democrats really don't have much to run on.
They can't talk about Medicare for all. They can't talk about open borders. They can't find an issue that they went on with this president. We have 6 in 10 Americans saying they're better off than they were 3 years ago. The Democrats are sitting in their campaign offices saying, what are we going to do? We don't have anything to talk about to the American public. We have to just start causing chaos.
Walsh also says that the Trump administration has been tougher on Russia than any previous administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.